Hi, I'm Marion McPartland. My guest today on Piano Jazz is singer-pianist Freddie Cole. He's a singular voice in jazz who can take any song and bring out colors and nuances never heard before to enhance his own special quality, which you sure have, Freddie.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for having me.
Oh, it's nice to have you here. It's been a while since I've seen you. I think it was last, we did a gig together in Elkhart.
Yeah, that was quite nice. In fact, Ruth Brown was on that date.
I love that woman.
Yeah, that's my buddy. She's a good buddy of mine.
Oh, I can imagine.
I used to play for Ruth years ago. We first met years and years ago, and I traveled with her for a while.
I was reading something about you, and she had so many great comments about your singing, as well we all might. You know, it's just so nice to hear this recording you made called To the Ends of the Earth, because as long as I've been listening to you, this record sort of really definitely says that you're not in the shadow of your brother. You know, you must get so tired of hearing that.
Yeah, well, it truly does, you know, let the people know that I'm not my brother, I'm me.
Yeah, but I mean, this
it's a different thing, you know, with the selection of the songs and you know, I had some great accompaniment with Cyrus and Joe Ford and the rest of the guys, and Joe Locke and the guys on the date, and it was just beautiful. We had a good time doing it.
Oh, I imagine. It sounds like that. It sounds like you had a good time. And, of course, that arrangement of To the Ends of the Earth, that Cyrus, just that little boogie.
Bass player, we used to do the song with my trio. You know, Tom Hubbard is the bass player with me, and Jerry Burrs, my guitarist. And Tom did the arrangement on it. He changed the arrangement around from the way that we normally play it, and it was very effective. It was very catchy the way
it was. I mean, that's one that it will get played forever because the tune is so lovely, and then the arrangement. You know, people just say, "Hey, what's that?"
That's right.
Well, before we go any further, it would be really nice to hear you sing and play something. So, how about it?
Okay, we'll try to do a song called "Sometimes I'm Happy."
Oh, I love that tune.
Sometimes I'm happy, sometimes I'm blue. My disposition, it depends on you. I never mind the rain from the sky if I can find the sun in your eye. Sometimes I love you, sometimes I hate you, but when I hate you, it's because I love you. That's how I am, so what can I do? I'm happy when I'm with you. Sometimes I'm happy, sometimes I'm blue. My disposition, it depends on you. I
never mind the rain from the sky if I can find the sun in your eye. Sometimes I love you, sometimes I hate you, but when I hate you, it's because I love you. That's how I am. So what can I do? I'm happy when I'm with you.
Boy, that's such a great tune. And, you know, I don't know if I'm right in saying this, but I sense a little influence from Red Garland in that piano
play. Oh, yeah, yeah. Red was one of my favorites. I like Red, yeah.
Oh, he was one of mine, too. Gee, and I just missed having him on Piano Jazz because he was sick. Yeah. And mm-hmm. actually, we made a date, and then he called up and he said, I'm feeling too sick, and I never did get him. But
yeah, it was so distinct and so clear what he did. You know,
yeah, there's certain harmonies. Mm-hmm. In fact, he had a lot of. It was a very original style, really. Mm-hmm. Which reminds me now, when you were growing up, there were more in your family than yourself and Nat.
Yeah, my brother, my older brother Eddie, he was a bass player and piano player. He played.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he had a group. Well, Nat used to work in his band, and you know they went together. And then Eddie Cole and the Solid Swingers was his band. And he was with Noble Sissle's Orchestra. In fact, he was in London when I was born, because my first name is Lionel, and he was dating.
Named for Lionel?
Yeah.
No kidding.
He was dating a girl over there, and her brother's name was Lionel or something. You know? And he named me from, he was playing bass over there with Noble Sissle at the time.
So there's some really
And my
little...
brother Ike also, yeah.
Ike,
he lives in Arizona.
Oh, and where's Eddie?
Eddie died. He died in June of 1970. 5 years after Nat died, he died, and then just Ike and myself. Now my sister died a couple of years ago.
Oh boy,
she was a great piano player. My sister.
Your sister was.
Yeah, she could play, but she never played professionally at all.
Well, where were you all from? Were you from? Did you live in New York or what?
Chicago.
Ah.
Yeah, my family was from Montgomery, Alabama. And my mother and father from Montgomery, and my brother Ike and I were born in Chicago. But the rest of them were born in Montgomery, Eddie and Nat and Evelyn.
Boy, because I've always loved Chicago, but where did you start to pick up piano? I guess you did that first, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I started fooling around with the piano when I was 4 or 5 years old, just like my little grandson does now. He's messing around playing. But that's when I started messing around with it. But I always had my eyes set on being in sports. You know, played football pretty good, and basketball and baseball, anything with a ball in it, I did it.
So what happened? You didn't?
Well, I got my hand stepped on last football game I played, and it caused a bone infection.
Oh, not a good idea.
Yeah, how about this? So that's how I ended
up. It doesn't help your piano playing either.
And, you know, I always played, you know, throughout the whole thing. So that's the next best thing I could do was play and entertain. And so, I devoted myself to it, and it's been a long, beautiful road, but it's been a hard road, but it's been a long, beautiful road, you know, because I've met several beautiful people along the way. And had the opportunity to travel all over the world and see some things that you just read about in books.
You know, it really is a great business to be in, if you can call it a business, because so much of it is doing things you like to do.
Right.
And playing and singing for people who love it. And, I mean, you don't get that in 9-to-5 job.
You certainly don't.
I think we people are pretty lucky.
We're truly blessed to be able to do what we do.
Hey, let's do a tune that I can maybe sit in on a little bit.
Okay.
What do you think we could do?
Well, let's do It Could Happen to You.
Okay.
Heart from sight, lock your dreams at night, for it could happen to you. Don't count stars that you might stumble. Someone may drop a sign down your tumble. Keep your eye on spring, run when church bells ring, for it could happen to you. All I did was wonder how your arms would be, and it happened to me. Your dreams at night, for it could happen to you. Don't count stars or you might stumble. Someone may drop a sign down your tumble. Keep your eye on spring, run when church bells ring, for it could happen. All I did was wonder how your arms would be, and it happened, yes, it happened, and it happened to me.
Just like we've been doing it for years.
You put some changes on there. They're really nice. I like that.
Well, you sort of, I don't know, I haven't played that tune for a while. Sometimes, I don't know, I find you just don't play the tune the same way. Sometimes things crop up that you hadn't thought about before.
True,
don't you find
true.
That?
Yes. What you did with that particular, that turnaround there, I'm gonna add something to that. I'm gonna remember that.
Oh, you are. Well, listen, yeah, if I could come up with something that you can use, I'm very happy. In case you've just tuned in, my guest today is Freddie Cole. I'm Marion McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz, made possible in part by the Friends of Piano Jazz. I wanted to ask you more about your families. Like, who was the first one to get going? That would be Ike, maybe.
No, that was my brother Eddie. My older brother's name was Eddie. He had the band. They used to call it Eddie Cole and the Solid Swingers. And then Nat joined his band when he was a young man, 15 years old.
Well, then did he get going like before you? Or?
Yeah, I'm the youngest in the family. Yeah, Eddie's the oldest, then my sister Evelyn, then it was Nat, and Ike, and then myself.
So did you start playing professionally and singing also, or did you just start playing as a kid?
I started singing professionally. I think I had my first professional job in Chicago. I played for a wedding or something, and I made $50, and that was a whole lot of money, boy.
$50?
$50 whole dollars, you know, I thought I was rich.
Listen, I played for weddings and got less than that. God, we used to play club dates in Long Island years ago. I guess I needed the money, and it was sort of a jazz club date because the band leader was the drummer, and which was always a shame. But then he would hire a jazz person like Buck Clayton or Roy Eldridge, so that really made it great. So I got to play with those people. But anyway, enough about me. I just thought of that when you said playing weddings. So then when did you get like into clubs and things?
Well, I started doing that in Chicago when I was in my teens. In fact, we just played Chicago back this spring. And I had a chance to visit with Johnny Griffin, which was one of my good, dear old friends I hadn't seen for a long time. And in fact, it was Griff's birthday, and I went by to see him at Joe Siegel's. And we ended up, we were strangers
hanging
in our
out.
Own hometown. And so we ended up hanging out that night, and we ran up on a whole lot of people that we hadn't seen in years. Because we see one, they tell you where the other one's working, et cetera, et cetera. So we find out, man, Chicago's really still alive and well with jazz.
It is, isn't it?
It really is.
Joe Siegel's place, you know that man has had that club for 50 years.
Yeah, and he's got a new place also now on Navy Pier.
Oh, Joe has?
Yeah, he calls it Bebops or something.
His son is running it. Just started that.
Yeah, son is running it. It just opened recently.
Well, you know, I love talking, but I also love to hear you sing. It'd be nice to hear you do something that's on your new CD. What have you got that you could feel like singing?
This particular song is called I Didn't Mean to Love You. It's a very beautiful selection. It's one of those type of songs that kind of just grabs you. And if all of us are honest, it probably happened to all of us in one way or the other. Sunday morning, waking up and touching you. You're always warm at 9 a.m. Pillows close, I can feel you wanting me. Then I'd go back to sleep again. I didn't mean to love you. And I never meant to care. But I guess I never noticed just how often thank you.
talking on and talking till the sun went down. You kept me warm with just your eyes. It seems like everything we wanted just came naturally. We never even had to try, but I didn't mean to love you. I didn't want to let it show. I didn't want to tell you. I was too proud to let you know. So bring back the days when we could talk away our troubles. Don't tell me things have changed that much. Please take the time, you know it's not so hard to do, unless there's nothing left to say. I guess there's nothing left to say. I didn't mean to love you, but I guess I always will. Yes, you'll always be inside me, kind of soft and warm and still. I didn't mean to need you, and I didn't want to cry. No, I never meant to lose you. I never meant goodbye. I never meant goodbye.
You know, Freddie, that's such a pretty tune, and I have to confess that I don't know that one, because there's a lot of tunes I don't know, but I never heard that. Where did you get that?
This song, I heard a young lady do it one night, and I don't even know where I was, at one of those piano bars. And then I guess a week or so later, I heard Helen Reddy sing the song. And the song just kind of stuck with me. And in fact, Billy Eckstein and I were together that night, wherever it was. I can't even remember. And we heard this girl sing the song, and I started asking the girl about the song, and the girl gave me the song, and B said, "Man, he said, I got to get that song from you, you know." And we talked about it, you know. But I've always had it stuck in the back of my mind, as with this other song that I did on the CD prior to this one, on the Circle of Love. I did a song called "You're Nice to Be Around,"
now,
which is a Paul Williams.
From? Oh, Paul Williams.
Yeah, Paul Williams. Yeah, Paul's a real good writer.
Oh, he is, and I can't think of. Did he write?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gee, I love that song.
Yeah, he wrote that one, and he wrote so many of them. The Rainbow Connection.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, if you got a project like a record date coming up, have you kept a list, or do you listen to records or something, or look through sheet music trying to find songs?
Well, I do both, but most times I will just try to get a concept of what we're going to do on the record date, and then we try to build around it. And I know we listen to thousands of songs, you know, over the years, you know.
Yeah.
So sometimes something will just jump out at you, you know, just like we were doing something. I was doing a date with Grover Washington, and all of a sudden you know, that that Jimmy Dorsey tune came out at us. I'm Glad There's You.
Oh, isn't that a great
tune? Yeah, it's a great tune. Yes, it's beautiful.
God, I'd love to do that sometime. It's time to let you know that my guest today is Freddie Cole. I'm Marion McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz, made possible in part by the Baldwin Piano and Organ Company, manufacturers of the pianos heard on Piano Jazz. It's something we haven't done yet, which would be fun to do, and do like a piano number, a piano duet. Could you go for that?
I would go for that, and this is my favorite all-time song.
Which?
Polka Dots and Moonbeam.
Oh, that would be nice. Okay. What key do you do it in?
Let's do it in E-flat.
Okay, well, you start it out.
Okay. Thank you.
Ooh, that was nice.
Yeah.
That was nice. I expect you sing that one too, don't you?
I do. It's one of my favorite songs, like I say. And I had the opportunity, John Lewis would be one of my favorite piano players. And it still
is. John Lewis is an amazing player.
And I remember the first time I heard this song, he was playing with Lester Young, and Lester Young had a recording on this, and John did such a beautiful solo and the introduction, and I learned it note by note, you know. So I guess last year or so, I bumped into John, and I told him, I told him this story, and he just laughed, you know.
Well, John's sort of a modest guy, but he's got such an interesting way of playing.
I mean, he does.
I've never heard anybody swing so hard in the center of the piano and playing single notes that seem very simple. But some of his things I've really admired, especially his pieces, like Afternoon in Paris, some of those things. Well, I bet you have a huge repertoire of tunes, and I was thinking about one that it's really an old tune. Maybe this is in your repertoire too. Just One More Chance.
That's a great song. That really is a great song. Yeah.
By Sam Coslow.
Yeah, I'm gonna really have to try to learn the words of this because I really like this song. Yeah, and I've heard it in years.
It's funny. Like he must have made $1 million off Cocktails for Two, but I think like the definitive version was by Spike Jones. With all those whistles and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. But Helen Humes used to sing this Just One More Chance. She used to sing this song. It was beautiful the way she sung it.
Well, I guess what I'm leading up to rather sort of immodestly really is sort of saying, well, I'll try and play a version of that for you.
That would be beautiful.
Well, we'll give it a go.
Thank you.
That's beautiful. That's really beautiful.
Thank you. I really like that song. I haven't thought about that for years. You're bringing out these, like these, talking about songs. And actually, Sam Coslow, not only that one, but he wrote one called In the Middle of a Kiss. You know that?
I've never heard that one.
Here's one for your list.
Uh-huh. In the middle of a kiss.
In the middle of a kiss.
I have to check
yeah.
that out.
I'll pull out the sheet music for you. That's okay. Something you might like. I mean, I see you're a real student of songs. You don't just turn to something overdone like Satin Doll or something.
Oh, my God. it was a great song or whatever.
It is a great song.
That's one of the things that amazes me about some of, you know, some of the younger singers and what have you. They claim they can't find any songs, but there are a host of songs out here, you know, that you know, if you just do a little work and look and find them, they're out there.
Do a little work. There, that's the thing. But, well, did you ever do any workshops or, like, lectures or things for kids?
Yeah, I do occasionally, and I really would like to do more of it because of the same thing that we're talking about, because some of them really just don't know how to go about achieving the aims of learning about songs in a different way and about approaching your presentation of what you do. You know, you can be the greatest singer in the world, but if you don't know how to present what you do, it doesn't mean anything.
You know, that would be a really valuable series, like if you had a lecture course or make them go out and bring in songs and show them how, as you say, how to present a song. Because
yeah, I certainly would love to do that, you know, a little bit more than that.
You'd be good at it,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I did it recently, and I talk with them because most times, you know, I tell them, you know, you can play your instrument, we know this, I mean, but what do you feel you can bring to the business, you know, that's not already here? And if you don't feel you can bring anything to it, you know, you leave it alone.
Well, sometimes I think they don't know what to bring. Oh, goodness. Yeah. Well, we could go on and on. But then, now, you've got to sing and play another tune. And what have you got up your sleeve this time?
This is a Cole Porter song. It's on a CD of mine that's called It's Crazy, But I'm in Love. And this song is called You're Sensational.
Good. It's new to me, this one.
I've no proof. People say you're more or less aloof, but you're sensational. I don't care if you've been called the fair Miss Frigidaire, 'cause you're sensational. Making love is quite an art. What you require is proper squire to fire your heart. But if you say one fine day you'll let me come to call, we'll have a ball, 'cause you're sensational. You're sensational. That's all. Quite an art. What you require is proper squire to fire your heart. But if you say one fine day let me come to call, we'll have a ball, 'cause you're sensational. You're sensational. That's all.
Amazing. I never heard that particular Cole Porter, too. Really? Of course, there's millions of them. But, I mean, that's sort of a rare one, isn't it?
From High Society. From that movie, High Society.
Oh,
movie.
Yeah.
Bing Crosby and Grace Kelly.
Right.
Yeah. Cole Porter wrote so many songs. He's one of my favorite composers, and I just love his work.
It's funny. You could be like 3 days singing Cole Porter songs and never repeat yourself.
That's right. That's right. You know, because we do Cole Porter concerts with my trio, and we'll do a whole evening of Cole Porter.
Now, that's great. What do you do? What else do you do?
Oh, we do so many of them. We do I'm in Love. We do one of my songs. You'd be so nice to come home too.
I love that one.
Yeah, I did. In fact, I had a commercial on that with the Hilton Hotels. You know.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, it was me doing that. Yeah. You'd be so nice to come home to. Yeah.
Well, that's a good one. You'd be so nice to come home to. And this one, I just thought of one.
Da dee da da. Da dee da da. Da da dee da da dee da. You're everything I love.
Everything I love. Great title. I mean, it's really fun talking about all these things. It's making my brain move a little bit today. By the way, I'd like to let you know that my guest today is Freddie Cole. I'm Marion McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz, made possible in part by a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts. You mentioned before an English vaudeville tune. I'm getting a little curious about that.
Yeah, it came from I watched those old movies, you know, and I was watching this one night, and this song is called The Hats on the Side of My Head, and this was from an old English movie called The Ships Ahoy.
I sort of vaguely remember that, but I'd love to hear this song.
It's an English, I've done research into the song, and I come to find out it's an old vaudeville song from England.
There's a lot of good songs that originate over there, she being British. I'd love to hear this one.
Okay.
Maybe I can even try to learn it as we go.
Okay. I've got a funny little feeling that it was something you said. Girl, you've got me walking on the tip of my toes. I'm with my hat on the side of my head. All of my troubles are many. You're my needle and thread. Baby, you've got me walking on the tip of my toes. I'm with my hat on the side of my head. Your wonderful, wonderful smile, I fell right from the start. And you should listen for a little while to the thump, thump, thumping of my poor little heart. I've got a funny little feeling that it was something you said. Girl, you've got me walking on the tip of my toes. I'm with my hat on side of my head. Walking on the tip of my toes, I'm with my hat on the side of my head. All
of my troubles are many, but you're my needle and thread. Baby, you've got me walking on the tip of my toes. I'm with my hat on the side of my head. Your wonderful, wonderful smile, I fell right from the start. And you should listen for a little while to the thump, thump, thumping of my poor little heart. I've got a funny little feeling. It was something you said. Girl, you've got me walking on the tip of my toes. I'm with my hat on side of my head. I'm with my hat on side of my head. I'm with my hat on side of my head. Girl, you got me walking on the tip of my toes. I'm with my hat on side of my head. I'm with my hat on side of my head. I'm with my hat on side of my head.
Well, that is a cute tune. I think that was worthwhile researching that thing. Do they do that in clubs?
Yeah, I do it quite a bit in clubs. You know, in fact, people like it because it's one of those humorous type of things. You know, when I try to put together a show, I try to add a little humor to it, and you just don't stay on one level all the time.
Oh, you know, no, that's the one of the important things. It's like pacing and having a different keys. You know, something bothers me is sometimes people will do two or three tunes in the same key.
Back to back.
Back to back. Something.
It can get a little nerve-wracking after a while.
Like, even if it's a different tempo, there's something about being in the same key. But I don't know, maybe I'm being too critical, but that sort of bothers me.
A lot of times what can happen when you do that is the fact that your train of thought is on another song, and you can be sitting there be playing the wrong changes. And
listen, don't laugh. I've done that many a time.
I have too.
Gee, I'll be playing something. All of a sudden, I think, gee, we just did this tune. And then you try to fight your way out of it. Boy. Oh, goodness. Well, you know, somebody that I know was one of your influences and that I loved very much, Billy Eckstein.
Yes, he was.
Did you meet him? Did you know him?
Yes, I knew B very well. He was a very dear friend, and I really miss B. Yeah, but I learned so much from B about just what we're talking about, you know, different little things about the business. Because he would come to see me work and whatever, you know, and he would pull my coat to certain things, you know, and I really appreciated it, you know.
What, like giving you a little sort of critique about what to do or what not to do?
Yeah, you know, with your hands and with the microphones and different things like that, you know, because a lot of times I had just begun to really stand up and do a lot of things, you know, because right now, I'm half and half. I'll stand up and do some things, you know, and then, you know, to make it more interesting, because when you're doing the show, I guess a lot of times when you walk away from the piano, I guess you can get a little bit more attention. So I do that. And just certain little things he told me, you know, that was very valuable to me.
That's great. Well, he certainly had it down. My God, I remember when Jimmy and I lived in Chicago, it was a guy named Dave Garraway.
Dave Garraway, the disc jockey. Yes, yes,
and
I do remember
him. He used to play... That was one that B did, wasn't it? That, and then he did I Apologize.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what? See.
I'm sorry.
In the wrong key.
Yeah.
Guilty. Gee. I guess that's how I learned those tunes, listening to B.
Yeah, B was a very, very fine musician, though, B was, too, you know.
Well, he had that big band. In fact, once in a while they play a record of him and his big band. The thing is swinging like crazy.
Yeah, I got all of those things. It's a friend of his that lived out west. I forget, Portland or somewhere. They sent me his whole catalog, you know, because
really?
They had everything that B had, and they taped it for me and sent it to me because they knew he and I were very good friends.
God. Well, I miss him too. But here we are, and boy, thinking about your last record. Boy, that there are some swinging things on that. So you've got such terrific guys around you.
Yeah, like I said before, we really had a lot of fun. George Mraz is a fantastic bass player.
Isn't he, though?
Yeah, and we had Steve Barrios who was playing drums. But we had such a lot of fun in the studio with the guys. And then, when the feeling is there, you know, anything comes off, you know.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
And everybody gets along, and you can just really kind of tell it on the date, you know.
You know, I hate for us to have to quit, but unfortunately we do because it's... You know, I'm really enjoying this little time to chat with you, but we have just to do, like, one more song, and what would you like it to be? Something from the record or what?
Yes, I'd like to do the closing song on the CD, and it's for a very dear friend and family friend and my buddy Sparky, Sparky DeVaris, and this was Sparky's favorite song. It's called I'll Be Seeing You.
Well, do you want me to play this and you'll sing it?
Of course I do. That would be beautiful.
Because I'd love to do that. Okay.
That this heart of mine embraces all day through. In a small cafe, the park across the way, the children's carousel, the chestnut tree, the wishing well. I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer's day, in everything that's bright and gay. I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you. Across the way, the children's carousel, the chestnut tree, the wishing well. I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer's day, in everything that's bright and gay. I'll always think of you in that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you.
That's beautiful. What a nice way to finish the show.
Thank you so very much.
Thank you, Freddie.
You've been listening to Piano Jazz with Marian McPartland and her guest, Freddie Cole, a program which was originally broadcast in 1998. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV Radio. The producer is Sherry Hutchinson, recording engineer Richard Applegate, mastering engineer David Mitchell, production coordinator Gene Pinkston, executive producer Tom Clark. We love to hear from you. Our email address is pj@scetv.org. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the Friends of Piano Jazz, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Baldwin Piano Company, NPR member stations, and NPR. Additional support comes from Downbeat Magazine, an insider's guide to over 80 years of evolving jazz styles, on the web at downbeat.com. Support for the digital conversion and archiving was provided by Save America's Treasures through a partnership between the National Endowment for the Arts and the National Park Service Department of the Interior. Support for NPR comes from NPR contributors, which include the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age, and the Lemelson Foundation, committed to improving lives through invention in the U.S. and developing countries, on the web at lemelson.org. This is NPR.